When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, this episode is just a personal favorite of mine. It's where we said goodbye to Malenki, the baby Sasquatch, and where I got introduced to my own Malenki, a crow that started visiting and, of course, started feeding. So in this episode we're revisiting, it's the first time we really see the full scale of the facility that Noah and Sarah are trapped in. It's a gigantic space over a mile long and God knows how high. The Biodome Cavern has got to be one of the biggest caverns on Earth, if it's natural. And even if it's man-made or alien-made or whatever, it is huge. Keep in mind that this is just one section of the much larger facility. An impossibly large facility with miles of tunnels going up, down, and everywhere. I mean, I'm not even convinced they're still beneath the airport anymore. They could be in Boulder or Wyoming. This episode helps to remind us of that. So here it is from Batch 2, the coursing. I've been feeding a crow. Yeah, I'm talking about you. It's crazy smart. Comes as soon as I bring out my laptop like it's learned. Hasn't brought me any shiny gifts like you read about online, but it returns time and time again. Reliable. I've gone through life undervaluing crows. Well, birds in general, but I suspect I was bang on with pigeons. Crows have these knowing eyes. They read you. They remember you. And it has me thinking, are the creatures that Sarah and Noah are encountering, are they that smart? Or even smarter, creatures that can learn and are aware of what's happening to them? Can't imagine it. And under that stress, I can see why Sarah is so filled with blind fury. This is the kind of thing that even makes me want to grab a shovel and dig my way into them. But that's not me. It's definitely not going to help anyone, and I don't think it's Sarah either. I think she's just as uncomfortable with her new attitude as Noah is, but I think she knows that they're going to need that fire if they're going to survive.
Update.
We're heading to that camp.
Are we?
Where did you think we were going?
To return Malenki.
Return him where?
I don't know, his ecosystem, I guess.
We'll drop him off along the way.
Drop him off? Look, I get that you're mad.
I'm stressed. Palmer is back in the cavern somewhere, and as far as I can tell, we have to go through the cavern to get out. I'm stressed because you're still treating this like a fun adventure. You even have a furry sidekick.
I couldn't leave him behind.
Why not? At some point, Noah, you're going to have to make hard choices. You're going to have to choose us.
Well, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I know.
Found a safe spot behind the waterfall. Sarah is scouting ahead a bit. Got a set of binoculars and some other gear from the soldier. We both have guns now, too. And we have a rucksack with some stuff. Flashlight, which is awesome. Some MREs that aren't expired. And a cool knife. A Rambo knife, really. I'd say it was overkill, but they weren't here hunting us. They were hunting the creatures. Anyway, we have some stuff now, but we're not exactly inconspicuous as we trudge along with a furry toddler in tow. Isn't that right? Yeah. You know we're taking you home. You just let us know when we get there. I didn't notice it on our first time past this cave, but walls are covered in carvings. Inch deep and as wide as my thumb. It's like a pattern, but no. No, it doesn't repeat. What is this? These very angular symbols, almost like letters. Maybe they are letters. from a language I don't recognize. It's weird. There's this one symbol that's much bigger than the rest. It's repeated the most. It's just an upward arrow. Well, yeah. Of course we should be going up. But is this a warning? Or a reminder? Huh. I think...
Too late. If I were Palmer, you'd already be dead.
Luckily you're not. You find anything?
Looks like the camp is cleared out. Still some vehicles and empty cages, but it looks like they left in a hurry. And no, no sign of Palmer.
You still want to head to the camp? Could be a trap.
Maybe, but we need a vehicle. I'm tired of walking.
You sure a vehicle is best? I mean, won't Palmer just be able to find us easier if we're driving around?
Remember the soldier said there's an exit on the far end of the cavern. And I don't know how far that is, actually, but if we can drive it, it doesn't matter. We can cover it quickly and start making our way back up.
How far down do you think we are?
Depends on how deep we were to begin with when we woke up in those cells.
That feels so long ago.
Maybe it was.
Maybe it was?
We can't even agree on the year. Maybe the time is different down here. I don't know. I'm struggling.
Yeah, so am I.
No, but I'm struggling to make sense of it all.
So am I. What do you think I'm doing down here? I'm filled with anxiety to the tippy top. We can't agree on the year, month, or even the day. How long have I been down here? The ally spoke to me like she knew me. Does that mean I've run the maze before? Have you? We're both struggling. It might very well be the last thing we have in common, but we are both struggling.
How could I know that if you don't speak up?
Well, Sarah, you don't make it easy. You come off as this stone wall of emotion.
Yeah, well, sharing isn't easy.
Yeah, exactly. It's not.
It's control. We don't have any control down here.
No. But we have a choice. We're choosing where to go, what we do.
Are we? The beginning was a maze. Literally. But what if we haven't left the maze and this is all part of it?
I'd say that would be incredibly unlikely.
Unlikely or not, it's still stressing me out. As you might have guessed, I'm a bit of a control freak. Look, I wasn't myself for a while, and routines and structure put me back together. Now when I'm not in control, I feel sick, like physically. Like how a smoker might be grossed out by the smell of cigarettes after they quit. I have given myself an aversion to chaos.
How did you regain control in the past?
I figured out who to blame and I held them accountable.
You think something like that would work here?
It has to. Just leave him!
This isn't right. Something is wrong here. He hates it.
Sasquatch is a Pacific Northwest creature. You said those words. Well, this is what the Pacific Northwest looks like.
Well, technically, the myth of the Sasquatch is all over North America and the world. They just call it other things. Bigfoot, skunk ape, yeti. And that's if this really is.
Fine! We move.
To where?
Wherever he stops crying.
Move.
Come on, get up.
Here, take Malaki. We really shouldn't go in the water. We don't know what's in there.
I think the words you're looking for are thank you for finding us a hiding place.
Thank you.
It was smart thinking to get into the roadside canals. I didn't realize there'd be places to hide underneath the road.
Now we know. They are still here and looking for us.
Yeah, but I can't seem to find their frequency on the radio anymore.
Well, that's a sign at least. They're finally giving us a little credit in assuming we'd have radios.
Yeah, that doesn't help us. If anything, it's worse that they're taking us more seriously. When they weren't taking us seriously, they sent chupacabras after us. I don't want to think about what they brought along this time. What's our next move?
We drop the furball in the right dome and get to the far side of the cavern before they even know we're here.
You and me both, little guy. We're coming.
He's excited.
Must have mean we made it.
Oh, this is where the good berries are at.
Either way.
Moving ahead.
You seeing anything?
No. Looks the same inside as outside.
Yeah. These plants busted out of their domes a while ago.
I think I see a bit of a clearing past this group of trees. You see it?
Yeah.
Might be a good place to leave Malaki.
Maybe. Malaki! No, come back!
Shh! We're being watched. Can't you feel it?
Where?
No idea. Let's back up to the...
Hi, I'm Noah. This is Sarah.
Hi.
We don't want trouble. Look, we're taking our hands off our guns. Sarah, hands off guns.
You really think giving up her guns... Hands off. My hands are off.
We come in peace. Peaceful. Us. Just came to bring back your Malaki. Oh. Hey, buddy. All right. Okay. I know. We made it. I gotta put you back down. Sorry, little guy. This was a dream come true. Down you go. We kept him safe. We tried to help. Before, with the soldiers, we opened the cages. Now, all we want is to leave from here in one piece.
I don't think they understand you.
Your baby, for our safety. Even trade. We're even.
It worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you're going to miss him, but it's not safe to keep him with us.
No, I know. Still. You might not believe it, but I really think they understood me.
They probably did.
Awesome.
You hear that?
Yeah. Sounds like a chainsaw.
Fuck.
Drones.
Before we dive into everything, I need to say something real quick. MREs, they're meals ready to eat. It's military speak. So when Noah said he had some, I assumed he had some sort of cool weapon, so I looked it up and, well, yeah, it's food. So they've returned their furry friend to what we can only hope was its parents. Or pack, or clan, or... I don't know. I'm thinking that Noah's really going to miss having Malaki as a pet. I think he liked taking care of him. Taking care of anyone, really. And I don't know about you, but I keep forgetting just how big the Biodome Cavern is. I got used to them running through tight tunnels, but this place must be pretty big to have drones zooming around. I mean, how close does an operator need to be to a drone? If they can hear the drone, are they already in trouble? Of course they're in trouble. They've never stopped being in trouble. So much so that they've gotten pretty good at it. So let's see how they handle this.
Stay down. There's no way for it to see us under the tree canopy.
Well, it depends. Can these drones use thermal vision? Or are they equipped with mics?
Drones can do that?
Yeah. Yeah, these things could be as big as motorcycles, in which case they'd even have guns.
Fuck, so what do we do?
I don't know. Staying put might just mean waiting to die.
But if we move, it will see us.
And probably.
This would be a great time for Tunnel Tarzan to show back up.
Last time I dealt with him, he took my hand, so I'm happy to not have Malorn for this one.
What's that saying? Out of the frying pan, into the flame? Both options suck.
True. So let's go with whatever option might be the most fun.
Fun?
Yeah, I guess. Staying put and waiting for the drones or soldiers to find us is probably the least fun version.
Right, and what does a fun version look like?
Guns blazing. Kicking open doors. Car chases.
Walking away slowly from explosions?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I don't think this situation calls for guns a-blazing, but car chase might be on the table. We're, what, like 2 football fields away from No Man's Land? And then beyond that is the camp. If we can make it to the camp, maybe they left a vehicle behind that we can use. Then, boom, we jump in and book it to the end of the cabin.
Yeah, that's a big maybe. We really expose ourselves when we hit that patch of No Man's Land. Also, we have no idea just how far we have to go in the cavern to get out, so what if we get there and find there's no vehicles?
Guns blazing, kicking indoors?
Update. We are on the edge of No Man's Land. We compromised. Crept our way here hoping that the drones were basic and were based on sight. In truth, the drones moved past us and we've been lucky not to see them again yet. No signs of the soldiers or really anything.
That part is weirding me out the most. Feels like a trap.
Or, for once, we're just not in as much danger. No, even when I say it, it feels wrong. You're right. This feels like a trap. Do we turn around?
No, we stick to the plan. We get the vehicle. It's the only way. If this doesn't work, it's on me.
Yeah, a lot of good that'll do, but I'll take it. If this gets us killed, I'm going to haunt you.
Haunt away. You ready?
Just like that.
No time like the present.
Okay. Let's do this.
1, 2. Now!
Oh, it's so far.
Keep running.
Gaining on us. What are you doing?
Guns blazing, right?
They're not birds. They won't get scared off. Let's keep moving. We can get cover on the other side of the trucks.
We don't have a lot of time. Let's find a vehicle. Oh, this place is a mess.
Oh, it's a war zone. We did this.
They did this to themselves. Everything we do is in defense.
But this. Oh. Oh, the bodies.
Find a vehicle.
I feel very guilty.
When we get out of all this, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it all. But for now, start looking for car keys.
Hey.
Great, good. So, let's hope the keys belong to a truck that still works. Let's try that one. Oh, shit, they're coming.
How long do we have?
As long as it takes to drive here. Get in.
Come on.
Not you. Not you. How about... No. But you... might. Yes. Let's rage. Keep an eye out for this exit.
I can't see anything outside your headlights. Oh, so we're driving on the moon.
Are they following us?
Their headlights are all stopped at the camp. Maybe they think one of us is hiding?
We need a buffer.
This is scary fast.
I'm barely over 100.
Yeah,
but doing 100 in a gravel cavern miles beneath the Earth.
By that metric, everything we're doing down here is impressive.
Oh, no argument there. Is the cavern narrowing, or are you steering towards the wall?
It looks like it's starting to narrow. Maybe we're reaching the end. Are they following us yet?
Hard to tell. Their headlights are facing us, but they still seem back to camp.
There! Ahead, a rolling door.
Is that all one door? It's huge.
Let's hope it's open for us. There has to be a trackpad or a button to open this. Was there anything on the keys?
I didn't see anything. And I don't see a trackpad.
Keep looking. Looks like they're on the move towards us.
There's a vent. Hey, screw the door. Let's get in the vent.
If we leave the truck, they'll know where we went. The truck. Maybe it has like a garage door opener. Come on, come on, come on. Faster.
They're getting closer.
New plan. Noah, open the vent.
On it. Got it.
Good. Now get in and get as far away as possible.
Well, what are you going to do?
They're going to chase the truck. This is the only chance one of us has of getting away.
No.
This was my plan.
You don't need to do this.
I do. Remember? Figure out who to blame and then hold them accountable. Bye, Noah.
Figure out who to blame, and then hold them accountable. If those had to be Sarah's last words, I think they're pretty good ones. It's like Noah really still has hope for survival, and Sarah has accepted her likely fate of death. She might not be wrong. Palmer's team is hot on their trail, and Sarah has no idea where she's driving into. The soldier said that beyond the door was a ramp system that could take her upwards, so let's hope he was right. We're telling the truth. And as for Noah, let's hope that nobody suspects the vent again. It'd be pretty fruitless if after all of this, they just yanked him out of the vent. But I guess we'll find out. If you're wondering how to help, and some of you have already reached out, please let me know what you're hearing that maybe I'm not. Or if you think I'm wrong about my assumptions, the more ears we have on the messages, the better. Share them with others. Shoot me an email at escapingdenverpod@gmail.com or join the discussion on Reddit at @escapingdenver. Thank you to Curious Cast for your continued support. And come back in a couple of weeks for another episode of Escaping Denver.